Death is the doorway to a new life. Death is the doorway to a new life. Death is the doorway to a new life. Now, we were talking about other people yesterday, and we were talking about people dying and people living and people being here, and we were saying how Dick, when he was talking about people who had died or people who were living or people who were going to die, and he acted about them just as though it was the most common thing in the world, which of course it is, and people were just making their decision to leave their body behind and get off with their next adventure. And we watched the grumpy old men the other night, and the grumpy old men were saying, oh, isn't it wonderful that John was able to pass on and do so in his sleep? Wasn't it wonderful? What they were meaning was, wasn't it wonderful that they didn't have to go through pain? Now, death is our choice. Death is a decision each of us makes. We sometimes hear it referred to as diving into a cold pool of water. You get a shock for a moment, and then you're acclimated to the cool water, and you feel very comfortable. Why would anyone want to have illness accompany them with death? Why would anyone want to have unhappiness? Why don't they just pop off and die? When we are going to hospitals and we're working with people who are in the hospital, we say, oh, I see them whole and perfect. I see them whole and perfect. Meaning that they should have a body that is whole and perfect, and then they can leave the hospital in their whole and perfect body and go about living a life that they have been living up to now. Is that what's meant? Well, it actually is not what's meant. People think that it's what's meant, but it's not. To be whole and perfect is to be in your divine awareness of who you are. It has nothing to do with your physical body. Your physical body demonstrates what you are, demonstrates what you believe about yourself. So if your physical body is demonstrating any illness or any unhappiness or any problem whatsoever, it's your mind that's doing this, your choice. And if you have an accident, there are no accidents, it's your mind that is creating this situation for yourself and putting you in this accident condition. If you're having anything that shakes you up, anything, it's your mind. If death as a concept shakes you up, if death as a consciousness idea shakes you up, if death in any way at all shakes you up, you don't understand it. Death is a doorway to a new life, a continued life, a responsive life, a life that's filled with great adventure, great magic, great music. You say, well, how can you say that? Have you been there? Yes, we all have been there. Many, many times. Many times we have gone through the doorway of death. Many times we've gone through this doorway and looked into the eyes of those who were dead. And what did we see? We saw the eyes of those who were alive. Or, if we were dead in our consciousness, we saw the eyes of those who were dead. We saw the eyes of those who were sick, unhappy, who wanted to get rid of their body, who felt their body was a burden to them, not a blessing. When does your body start being a blessing to you rather than a burden? Well, you might say when you're born. But is that true? Some people are born with illnesses, with imperfections in their body. Some people are born with all sorts of difficulties in a poor home or in a circumstance where they don't have enough to eat, they don't have enough to clothing to keep them warm. And what happens then? Why do they create themselves like that? Why do they create themselves starting out life with difficulties? All is our choice. Everything we do is our choice. Everything we say is our choice. Everything we think is our choice. So let's just look at death as a doorway to a new life now. Not looking at it as something negative, as the world has looked at it up to now. The grim reaper death comes to take away another soul. Well, the grim reaper of death doesn't take the soul. The soul is free to be, the spirit, the life principle, the reality of us is free to be and has nothing to do with a grim reaper or something sad or sorrowful. The sorrow is only in the hearts of those left behind who didn't get to take the journey too. If mama and daddy are both on the same boat and they're sailing across the ocean, they're having a ball. If they leave one behind, then the one left behind says, hey, I wanted to come too. The doorway is a beautiful doorway. It takes us wherever we want to go. And in fact, death is no more than we described it as the other day. Just getting on a boat and sailing away over the horizon and out of the view and out of the contact with the people who are behind. Now, will we one day have communication between us and those who have gone before us? Will one day we be able to contact them wherever they are? And the answer, of course, is we do it now. We do it now because there is no time than now. And there is no place than now. Where are the people who have gone over the horizon? They're right here. Where are the people who have not gone over the horizon? They're right here. You see, this death thing, we make it into something that seems to be very terrible, but it's not terrible at all. It's a very joyous and a very wonderful thing. Many cultures have a big party, and they spend the money left over by the guy who passes on or the lady who passes on. And that's great. That's great, because they don't need it. Where they're going, they have a different type of coin. Can you imagine yourself taking, let's say, $1 million, putting it in your pocket, and then go back through time to, say, the day of Julius Caesar, and you go into the temple where Julius Caesar hangs out, and you say, hey, Julius Caesar, be careful of the Ides of March. Watch it. Your best friends are going to try to make trouble for you. In fact, Julius Caesar, I'm going to take you away for 2 weeks at the time that you were supposed to be killed. What do you mean supposed to be killed? I'm not supposed to kill. I'm supposed to live. I'm the emperor, you know. Well, I come from another time where I know what happened here. If you come from another time and you know what happened here, and so then you're going to try to make it not happen here, then what's it going to be like in the other time if it doesn't happen here? Well, it won't happen there. If anything doesn't happen here, it won't happen there. I can recreate the future. I can recreate the present. I can recreate the past. I recreate all of it by my thought, by my ideal. And so it is. So, okay, where is Julius Caesar right now? Well, he's sitting right here. As Julius Caesar? Well, I choose him to be that, and he is. But where is the real Julius Caesar? Where did he go? Well, he went off to some experience that pleased him. But if all time is here and all space is here, he must be here too. He is. But how can you say that? I say that because he is and it is. He does not remember that he was Julius Caesar. If he remembers that he was Julius Caesar, he could not be living in the here and now as who he is. If we do not forget the past, if we do not let the past go, we cannot live in the present. We cannot live in the vitality and the wonderment of the present, because we're living it in the past. What dimension would you like to go to? What doorway would you like to pass through as you experience death, or as you experience something that is called death? Have you thought about it? What would you like to do? Would you like to go in to death and see all those people who have gone on before? Do you think the people who have gone on before are just sitting there and saying, well, I'm your uncle, and I'm sitting here and I'm waiting for you to come. I knew you'd come, daughter. I knew you'd come, son. You know, I knew you'd come and say, well, what are you doing, uncle? Well, I'm just sitting here waiting for you guys. Well, that was 35 years ago that you died. Yeah, I know. I've been sitting here 35 years just waiting for you. Sounds kind of irrational, doesn't it? Why would anyone care about what happened 35 years ago when so many other things happened also? These are silly little things that we do. They're things that we give a lot of power to that have no power. And what happens when we give power to it? It takes our attention, and we think about it. And then we're not thinking about the reality. The reality of who and what we are is quite exciting. It's quite important. Death is the doorway to a new life. Have you ever died? Sure you have. Lots of times. How many lifetimes do each of us have behind us? All of them. All of them. Million, billion, trillion, all of them. Three-letter word that says it all. All of them. Okay. Why don't we remember them? We don't choose to. Some people do choose to do it. They have life regressions and all these other things that they find charming. And what benefit is it for them to regress? If you are all past lives, and I am all past lives, and every one of you are all past lives, what benefit is there for us to go back and look at what it is? You know what we are? We are who we are looking at who we think we are. And who we think we are is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Who we are is everything. Are you ready for an experience like that? Would you like to have an experience like that? To go back into your storehouse of memories and go through the doorway of death and see what's going on there? Just as an observer, would you like to do that sometime? I think it would prove to be quite interesting. Because once you get inside there, you're going to find a lot of very interesting things going on. Everything you experience in your touch with death, so to speak, are things that you as a normal human being are doing every day. Everything. There's nothing new. There's nothing special going on in that death. There's no wisdom that Grandma and Grandpa are going to give to you. Because Grandma and Grandpa haven't grown anything. When they died, they were just there. When they went through that doorway, they were just there. They haven't changed. Unless you think they changed. Unless you think that Grandma and Grandpa went there and they started teaching in a new school there. Or they start learning in a new school. And so when you check with them, they've got all sorts of neat ideas, new ideas that you never dreamed about. And then you start processing those ideas. And what happens when you process those ideas? Then you're living whatever you want to live. You see, the death is a doorway to a new life. But if you think with your predetermined mind what that new life's going to be, then whatever you think it is what it is. And it's true. If you think with your non-predetermined mind that death is just a great avenue, wide as can be, that you can enter anytime you want and leave anytime you want, and if you go through some terrible death experience and you don't like it, so you want to start over again, then you just put the new cause in motion. and you have beautiful things happen to you. Death is a very wonderful experience, very powerful, but very misunderstood.